Very warm welcome to our service this morning, whether you're with us every Sunday, whether you're back with us from being away in other places, or whether you're a visitor. Welcome back to Reverend Alec Buchan, who's conducting worship for us this morning. As ever, if you're free and want to stay afterwards to come through to the church hall for a cup of tea and coffee and a chat with us, we'd be very happy to see you there. The notices are on the bulletin, one or two that I'll just draw attention to. Life Explored continues this evening at St. Margaret's Hall, 7:15 start if you want cake and coffee, and 7:30 for the session proper. This week's theme is God Gives Freedom. And then a couple of things in connection with appeals, I guess. You'll see that we've given from our appeal fund £2,000 to the tsunami appeal, and a big thanks are due to the kind of unseen work of a lot of the people in the thrift shop who, through the sales of the thrift shop, raise the money which goes into our appeal fund. And also an excellent response to the harvest appeal a couple of weeks ago. There was a huge amount of food to be taken to the food bank, and as it says there, a sum of £362 plus raised for Mary's Meals. The rest I'll leave you to read for yourselves, but one thing that is not in the bulletin, which I think is worth a mention, we are in the habit from time to time of celebrating birthdays if they've got a zero at the end of them. We don't have a birthday with a zero at the end today, but three quarters of a century is an achievement, so congratulations and well done, and many happy returns to Stuart McKenzie.
Happy birthday. Let us worship God, let us sing to his glory and praise from CH4 number 470. Jesus shall reign forever the Son.
Thank you.
Shall we pray? We come before you today, O Lord, with great humility to worship and to praise you in the name of Jesus. We call on you, Jehovah God, of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, and today of Joshua, to reproduce in us and in our church the many miracles that you did in the times of Joshua, in spite of our many sins still in our Church of Scotland and in our own personal lives. There were so many miracles that you accomplished in those days of Joshua, O Lord, but surely that you made it possible for Joshua to cause the sun to stand still is still a profound miracle. It is to that God of miracles that we come today, because many of us here need a miracle in our lives. Heavenly Father, fan the flames of our faith to greater and greater heights, so that we, like Joshua, may experience you as the God of the utterly impossible. Hear us as we pray together in the name of Jesus, the prayer he himself gave us to his Son. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Right, I'm going to ask any boys and girls here today if they know of any superheroes, and do you have a favourite amongst your superheroes? And also to raise the question, why do children like superheroes like Superman, the Incredible Hulk, Spider-Man, Batman, Thor, and Wolverine, if you like. That one must come from America. Now, any of the younger ones here, what sort of superheroes have you got? Can you shout them out? A bit embarrassing. Spider-Man. Good. Yeah. Anybody else?
Wonder Woman.
Who?
Wonder
Who?
Wonder Woman.
Oh, well. Yes. Okay. Well, see all these superheroes. Are they real people? Not really, are they? But generation after generation have their own superheroes, and yet when it comes down to a crunch, they're not really real people. But we have a superhero today for consideration in the person of Joshua. Have you heard of Joshua? Well, the older ones will have heard of Joshua. The young folk, have you heard of Joshua? Well, oddly enough, this superhero began his life as a slave in Egypt a long, long time ago. And when Moses led the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt, Joshua was among them. They escaped into the desert, and then they came to the Red Sea, and the Egyptian army came up against him because Pharaoh got a bit sorry that he had let the captives go free. Now, they had the Egyptian army behind them and the sea in front. What do you think happened? Was that? Yeah, the waves parted, yes. So, actually, this hero here is more Moses than Joshua, but they were together. Now, Joshua experienced God again at Mount Sinai on a bit, where they received the Ten Commandments. So we heard of the Ten Commandments. We heard a bit about them last week. And Joshua was one of the spies sent out to scout out the Promised Land and return with a positive report and trust that everything was all right. And of course, it wasn't. There were bad reports brought back, and this caused a great deal of discouragement amongst the children of Israel. Then after Moses' death, Joshua led the Israelites across the River Jordan. Now, how do you think he did this? Did he walk over the water like Jesus? What did he do to get over the River Jordan? He got the waters of the River Jordan further up to stand still, so that there was no more water thundering down. And he took the Ark of God and the people of God, and they crossed over the River Jordan with dry feet. Now that's a superhero, in my book anyway. I don't know about yours. I certainly think that he qualifies as a superhero. And later on in church today, we are going to read of a time when Joshua was nearing the end of his life. And he gathered all the people of Israel together one last time. In his farewell speech, he reminded the Israelites of their history and how God brought them from Egypt to the Promised Land, showing them how all of God's promises had come to pass. Now he challenged them to be faithful to the one true God. And I'm going to challenge everyone in this church today to a renewed faith in the one true God, even though you will be tempted later on to draw back. I'm going to challenge you in this church today to make a decision for God. The Israelites had to make a decision under Joshua, and it is our turn to make a decision today. Joshua wanted the people to completely trust in God alone. He asked them a pointed, blazing question: what God will you serve? Choose you today whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We sing the children's hymn, Mission Praise number 272, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
Our first reading this morning is from Joshua chapter 24, verses 1 to 15, which, if you want to follow it in the Pew Bible, can be found on page 240. Then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel to Shechem. He summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord God of Israel says. Long ago, your forefathers, including Terah and the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the river and worshipped other gods. But I took your father Abraham from the land beyond the river and led him throughout Canaan and gave him many descendants. I gave him Isaac, and to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. I assigned the hill country of Seir to Esau, but Jacob and his sons went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I afflicted the Egyptians by what I did there, and I brought you out. When I brought your fathers out of Egypt, you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued them with chariots and horsemen as far as the Red Sea. But they cried to the Lord for help, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians. He brought the sea over them and covered them. You saw with your own eyes what I did to the Egyptians. Then you lived in the desert for a long time. I brought you to the land of the Amorites who lived east of the Jordan. They fought against you, but I gave them into your hands. I destroyed them from before you and took possession of their land when Balak, son of Zippor, the king of Moab, prepared to fight against Israel. He sent for Balaam, son of Beor, to put a curse on you. But I would not listen to Balaam, so he blessed you again and again, and I delivered you out of his hand. Then you crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho. The citizens of Jericho fought against you, as did the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. But I gave them into your hands. I sent the hornet ahead of you, which drove them out before you. Also the two Amorite kings. You did not do it with your own sword and bow. So I gave you a land on which you did not toil, and cities that you did not build, and gave them to you to live in and eat from the vineyards and olives and groves that you did not plant. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Our second reading this morning is chapter 24, Matthew chapter 24, verses 8 to 10, which can be found on page 968. "Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship only the Lord your God and serve him only. May God add his blessing to this reading of his word. Amen.
A prayer for the future of our church. We have been greatly blessed with such unwavering support from Isabel, Alec, Jean, Stuart, and many others who come each Sunday to walk with us on our journey of faith. But through this time of waiting, we are supporting one another, like the strands of a rope being knit together and are stronger for it. In Psalm 37, verse 5 says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust ye also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." And in verse 7, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him." In 1643, the Glasgow minister Robert Bailey wrote a hymn based on these verses, and this is part of it. "To God thy way commending, trust him whose arm of might, the heavenly circles bending, guides every star aright. The winds and clouds and lightning by his sure hand are led, and he will dark shades brightening show thee the path ahead." Let us pray. We commit our church family to you, Lord, and trust in your word that you have a plan for us. Keep us looking ever to Jesus and to rest in you and wait patiently, trusting that your way shall be opened before us. Amen.
We praise God, Father. Mission praise number 200. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. Shall we pray? We pray today, Lord, for the nations. Give your wisdom and power to the leaders of every nation of the world, so that everyone may live in peace and mutual trust, sharing with justice the resources of the earth. Give all the peoples of the United Nations a spirit of unselfishness, compassion, and a fairness in public and private life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for your church, Lord. Send out your light and your truth, the truth of your gospel, and bring people everywhere to know and to love you. May we gladly receive and obey your word as the people did in the days of Joshua. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray tenderly for those in need. We commend to your fatherly care, merciful God, all who are in sorrow, sickness, discouragement, or our faith to sleep on the streets, or are in any kind of trouble with the law. Give them patience and a firm trust and resolve in your goodness. Help those who care for them and bring us all into the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we give you special thanks today, Lord, for the life and work of Joshua of old and for Jesus, your well-beloved Son. We praise you for all your servants whose lives have honored Christ. Encourage us by their example so that we too may run with perseverance the race that lies before us and share with them the fullness of joy in your everlasting kingdom. Hear us, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue our praise by singing from CH4, number 542, Lord, speak to me that I may speak.
Thank you.
Son and of the Holy Spirit. Harvey Cox, the Baptist minister who did some time in the military in the United States of America and became the well-known writer of The Secular City and eventually served as a theological professor at Harvard, tells the story of his being drafted into the paratroopers during World War II. I had never been in an aeroplane before, he said. Suddenly, I was confronted with jumping out of an aeroplane and floating to Earth in the middle of a war. During the instruction period, Cox relates, nobody had to poke him in the ribs to say, pay attention, man. My life was at stake, he says. And I hung on every word of the instructor. When we today stand in front of these words, in the final chapter of Joshua, you and I get that same sense of urgency. Nobody has to poke us and say, listen. We feel the compelling power of the words. Choose this day whom you will serve. Choose this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That was important to Joshua, my friends. And it should be incredibly important to us even today. It was vital for him to say those words in the way he said them to the ancient gathering of the Israelis. It was urgent. It was spoken in the imperative mood. A choice had to be made, and not any old choice at that. On this choice depended the future of the nation and of each individual in the nation, as well as what happened in other nations as well. This issue of man making the right choices and choosing to serve God or not is as old as the earth. Adam and Eve could have eaten of any tree in the garden, including the tree of life, but they chose rather to eat of the forbidden fruit. It was a choice of life or death, a choice of blessing or cursing, God or Satan, truth or lies. The same choice is set before us today. That is the right choice. Joshua said, choose you. The choice is up to you here today and myself. God will never coerce any of us into serving him. It is up to you and I to be the church or not to be, to be a Christian or not to be. You can accept him or reject him. Satan would have men serve him out of coercion, but that's not the business that the Lord is in. Our Lord gives us a choice. He treats us the way we deserve to be treated, to give us a choice. But for the way we make the choice, to have everlasting, eternal consequences. The choice we make carries a great responsibility. With the right to choose comes the responsibility to choose. Choose you this day, says Joshua. If you make the wrong decision, it is not the responsibility of the preacher or the church, the neighbor or friend. It is your responsibility to choose. When we choose, it either brings life or death, blessing or cursing. Adam and Eve chose death. Can you imagine it? They actually chose it. Ananias and Sapphira chose death. They had a bit of property on the side. What good was that to them? But the consequence of not declaring it resulted in their death. The rich man chose death in Luke chapter 16, but Lazarus chose life. Abraham chose life. Paul chose life. Peter chose life. Philip told Nathanael they had found him, and if he doubted, to come and see. Nathanael could have chosen life or death, but Nathanael chose life. Which way will you and I choose today? There is a record of the repercussions of the choices you make. Which way will you choose? Choose you this day, says Joshua. Choose you this day. Today is the day to choose. And now is the time to get ready. Wherefore today, if you will hear his voice, the voice of God, harden not your hearts as in the provocation and the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works for 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall never enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief, departing from our God. Now is the time. Today is the time. Today is the day to choose to follow God. It follows on from last week's message and the Ten Commandments. God is the only one who is worth following. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. If you have come to years, if you know your direction has you headed in the wrong direction today, and you believe God is calling you to him now, then make a decision in your heart and make it now. Now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. Call on God in faith as individuals and as a church. We may never be called upon to bail out of an aircraft and float down to face an enemy, but the choices we make today will have everlasting consequences. Amen, and God will bless this preaching of his word, and to his name be glory and praise. The offering will now be received. Let us pray. We thank you, O Lord, for the opportunity to bring our offerings again before you. May they be used for your greater glory and for the incoming of your kingdom. Hear our prayer, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We conclude our service by singing from CH4 number 502, Take My Life. May the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.